ass nappers.
Yo, man, fuck all that. What's up with my order for Friday night, huh?
It depends on what your bitch ass get.
X marks, X spot, Spotify, Anchor.
X marks the spot, got competition in the headlock. Randy Savage with the flow with a Hogan leg drop. From Bangkok to New York, Alabama to Shatown. Independent and pro, we talking it on the chat now. So sat down and hear Stacks lay the smackdown. Move your smart ass tricks and he don't never back down. What all elite top is mixed with honor and backs our stream. Got fans in Japan and gorillas on my team. So please follow me for the live broadcast. X marks the spot, the wrestling podcast. X marks the spot, the wrestling podcast. X marks the spot, the wrestling podcast. Here comes the
Welcome, good smart brothers and smart sisters, to yet another episode of X Smarks the Spot. I'm your host, Stacks the Homie, and man, it's been crazy out here. Like I said earlier, if you don't know, if you've been living under a rock for the last few months or so, the coronavirus has taken the fuck over. I'm talking shutting everything the fuck down. It ain't nothing open out here. Y'all motherfuckers going crazy out here, bound up all the toilet paper and frozen vegetables. Like, what the fuck? Y'all wouldn't wipe me y'all ass before. But like I said, everything's closed. You got motherfuckers under quarantine for however the fuck long. People off work and shit. Unless you're deemed essential, which is why I essentially have to take my ass to work every fucking day. So I don't get to enjoy that portion of it, but you know, gyms closed and shit. Motherfuckers just wilding out. Gotta do them whack ass in home workouts. It's terrible. It's crazy. Canceling all type of sporting events. Everything. Like, it ain't shit on ESPN. ESPN, I got so dry to the point where they actually showing WrestleManias now every Sunday. And we so desperate for sports. We're like, oh yeah, WrestleMania's on ESPN. Yes, WrestleMania 30's on. And WrestleMania 31 is coming on the next week. Yeah, fuck yeah, yeah. Like, we don't have the WWE Network. So that don't mean shit to me. So ESPN running all them commercials, fuck it. But speaking of WrestleMania, man, I was hoping this didn't happen, man. But, oh man, The coronavirus done took my WrestleMania, man. They done took my fucking WrestleMania, man. Y'all could have had the Super Bowl, the NCAA tournament, the NBA finals, the cricket finals, the fucking 2020 Summer Olympics. You took that, but I don't care. You took WrestleMania from me. And not the show WrestleMania, because the show will still go on. You just took away the spectacle of WrestleMania. Like, we love WrestleMania for the grandeur of it all, just seeing motherfuckers perform in front of 80,000 people, just that energy. Like, that's what I love about WrestleMania, the big stage. But now we have been reduced to WrestleMania at the Performance Center in front of no crowd for a two-night event. Now, my heart goes out to all the performers out there. Like, I know that they just waited, you know, all year for WrestleMania, for their WrestleMania moment, especially Drew McIntyre. But, you know, he's still going to do his thing, but it's not the same to me if you're not doing it in front of 80 people. Like, I'm sure the match is still going to be great, but fuck. Damn. And it's not even just the stadiums and none of that shit. It's just the event of WrestleMania to begin with, like the whole one-week thing, like the Hall of Fame show, NXT TakeOver. You got all every indie organization this side of the Mississippi coming in to do their shows. Like, it's just a action field week. Like, they have WrestleCons and shit they all had to cancel. Motherfuckers losing money. Indie wrestlers, they can't get their shine on because, you know, they love being booked on WrestleMania week. This shit crazy. And, you know, if you've been watching wrestling, you know, for the past few weeks, you know, they've been doing the empty arena shit. It's different. You know, the quality of wrestling, you know, is still there, but it's different without the fans. And I know a lot of fans are, you know, heated about WrestleMania being in front of the camera crew. But, you know, I can't really talk down about it because, for one, we're going to watch it anyway because we're interested to see how the fuck they're going to pull this off. And honestly, I'm not worried about it because if you've been watching WWE for as long as I have, you will know that they have a fucking production team that will make any Hollywood production team look like amateur hour. Like, the shit crazy. And now that they got their free ranks to do whatever the fuck they want, really, they ain't got to worry about doing in front of a live crowd or fucking up this, fucking up that. I'm really starting to think WrestleMania going to be some movie type shit. Like, y'all know, y'all love Lucha Underground. It's going to be some shit like that. I don't know. I'm not sure, but I'm hoping, like, they definitely can do it. So it's going to be a lot of cut scenes and a lot of blowing up explosions. Like, this shit about to look like a whole movie in these streets. So I'm interested to see how that's going to go down. So viewership-wise, WrestleMania won't be a problem. Like, we're all going to watch WrestleMania because we're desperate as fuck. We want any kind of wrestling, and they've been providing it to us. So the fact that it's still some smart-ass tricks out there that still want to talk shit about it, like, even though, like, the show's been going on, AEW still doing empty arena shows, Ring of Honor, shit, they shit wasn't really full anyway, so they could do an empty arena show, look like a damn regular show. You just never know. Shout out to Ring of Honor, man. I still fuck with y'all. But, yeah, WrestleMania's going to be a good show, so I'm not worried about it in that aspect, so I don't want to move along because, you know, this is just it's a big deal. Like, no matter how you put it, like, this episode might not be long because, hell, like I said, this coronavirus shit just fucking up everybody. But shout out to the podcasters that's still doing their thing. But empty arena shows, man. It's almost like my empty arena solution is like did like a reverse effect. Like, if y'all remember Empty Arena Solution, I said they're not fooled because they're not fucking. Nope, they're not fooled because it's a fucking world pandemic going on. So hopefully all y'all motherfuckers got y'all stimulus package. But like I said, it's always motherfuckers that's going to find a negative in any situation. Like, it's just hard for motherfuckers to just enjoy wrestling. Like, okay, they're not in front of people. Like, what the fuck do you want them to do? Like, they doing the best they can, and, like, all, like, we just pretty much turn our back on them. Like, we not thinking about what the wrestling company is going through. Like, they got to take a fucking hit financially from all these fucking ticket sales, and shit, I'm thinking about WrestleMania again. Like, 80,000 tickets, that ain't even including TakeOver and fucking Hall of Fame and fucking fan access, all that shit they have going on that week. Man. Motherfuckers about to end up hurting WrestleMania week, man. But I'm gonna give them my support, man. So whatever the fuck money they can make out of the situation, I'm all there for it. So, man, I ain't gonna talk about that shit no more. But another thing I want to talk about, like, y'all motherfuckers been watching that Dark Side of the Ring on Vice. Man, that show is fucking crazy. Like, I remember I watched season one last year, you know, and it's like, honestly, I'm going to say it's one of the best fucking wrestling documentaries, like, out around right now. Like, I don't know, man. Like, if you're a wrestling fan and you don't like that shit, then you not a fan. You so punk-ass motherfucker. But this shit is amazing. Like, I remember last season, like, they did the shit on Bruiser Brody and Gino Hernandez and Fabulous Moolah and Montreal Screwjob. But this season, they bringing in that fucking heat. They kicking shit off with Chris Benoit, and part two dropped yesterday. Well, 2 days ago, part two dropped, and man, that Chris Benoit shit, and I kind of like, they kind of threw a little swerve in it for me. Like, I didn't know they was going to kind of intertwine Eddie Guerrero's story in there too, which made me love it even more. But man, we all know the Chris Benoit situation and what went down with that. And I thought this shit would never see the light again But I'm glad that Viceland said, fuck it, we're going to do it anyway. And just looking, like checking up on the upcoming season, they're going to have Owen Hart in that motherfucker. The New Jack mass transit incident, you know, when he sliced that big motherfucker up, the 17-year-old that lied, when he sliced him across the head at an ECW house show, they gonna do that, even though we done already heard shit about that before. But y'all already know, if Dark Side of the Ring get a hold of it, man, that shit about to look like some Martin Scorsese type shit. And then they gonna have fucking Dino Bravo. Man, I've been waiting for somebody to do something about Dino Bravo for a long fucking time, because for y'all young motherfuckers that don't remember, you know, Dino Bravo was a Canadian strongman wrestler. He was with Jimmy Hart, did his thing. And when he got out the business, you know, he got tied up into the illegal cigarette business, like with the mafia in Canada. And they shot him 9 times in the head. And I remember when they said he died when I was a kid, I ain't know how he died, but then when I got older and found out how, I'm like, shit, I need to know more about this shit. So the Chris Benoit was good, but I'm really looking forward to the Dino Bravo one. Just like last season, I was looking forward to the Gino Hernandez one, because I've always heard about Gino Hernandez, but and I know that he died at a young age, but I want to know how the fuck he died. And like I said, Dark Side of the Ring is the shit. If y'all ain't watching that shit, man, or if this your first time ever hearing about it, go on Viceland YouTube channel. Look up all that shit, man. I promise you, if you haven't seen an episode of it yet, you will sit in front of your fucking TV and binge watch the whole fucking thing. It's that damn good. But I don't even want to, like, talk for real, like, long as hell today. I'm just want to get these points out here and let y'all go about y'all day. Like I said, y'all under quarantine, so technically y'all got all the time in the world to listen to shit, but I don't. A lot of people don't, and I'm trying to work on my social distancing skills. So up next, I'm going to talk about – I got to stop saying up next all the fucking time. Like, I don't know. I guess it's just a force of habit, because I'm always talking about shit. What I really should have did was go down my favorite WrestleMania moments or something like that. I'll save that for WrestleMania weekend. But I guess my final talking point of the day, like I said, this is going to be a short episode. So I'm fucking sorry. I can't talk to y'all for 40 minutes a day. Now, amid the coronavirus going on and the social distancing, there's been a match surfacing the internet, the world of the web, going fucking viral between Joey Janela and I want to say the other dude named Jimmy Lord or some shit. And they decide to have a social distancing match. Let me say that again because I fucked it up. A social distancing match. Yeah, sounds weird. And if you watch the match, it's pretty much what it said. Like, these motherfuckers, like, don't touch each other. Like, they don't handshake for it. They do air handshake, air shoulder tackles. I seen the air Japanese arm drag, just air everything. And then the shit been taking the internet world by storm. A lot of people praising it. Oh, this is the greatest shit ever. I remember I was watching the video and I heard some chants of "This is wrestling" for that. And like I said, Joey Janela's been receiving a lot of high praise. Of course, Jim Cornette, you know, he ain't fucking with it because he's never fucking with it. But I'll just say this. I like Joey Janela. I really do. But I'm not fucking with this match, this social distancing shit. Honestly, I don't mean to sound cornetty, but it's probably the dumbest shit I've ever seen in my life regarding wrestling. And I'm not about to climb on my soapbox. Well, fuck it. I am going to climb on it. Like, why the fuck? And I hate to be that guy who criticizes what wrestlers do, but shit like this, you make it too damn obvious. And I didn't like it. I ain't like that shit. Like, I was never really into the whole goofy shit when it come to wrestling. The only, like, comedic wrestling shit I like is fucking Colt Cabana and Joey Styles. And that's not being hypocritical, because at least them motherfuckers actually wrestle in the midst of their comedic bits in the ring. It wasn't, man, like, I'm kind of getting mad just thinking about this. Like, I don't know. It's almost like these motherfuckers don't, like, respect the business that they're in. I guess that's what happens when you, like, have, like, the backyard guys that make it big. I guess it's, like, a certain level of respect that they eventually lose for it. Now, I could see if they did this match just to show the boys in the back and pop them or some shit like that. But for them to put it out there, like, for the world to see, that shit crazy. And all you smart-ass tricks that's going crazy of it just thinking it's, like, the greatest thing of all time, y'all need to reevaluate why y'all do this shit. Like, clearly y'all not wrestling fans. Like, I don't know what the fuck y'all into. And speaking of that shit, smart-ass tricks, and going back to the empty arenas and shit, like, everybody's talking about how whack the WWE empty arena shit is, and then when AEW do the empty arena shows, it's like, oh yeah, they did it well, because, you know, they got the talent out there cheering and all that shit. Why WWE can't do that? You know why WWE don't do that? Like, think about it. If you watch an episode of Raw and SmackDown at the Performance Center, and they had, say, Seth Rollins, AOP, and all the motherfuckers out there cheering and booing, how would that look? Fake as fuck, wouldn't it? Yeah, like, the characters there take themselves a little more seriously. And like I said, I don't be trying to knock AEW, but I don't know, man. Sometimes they just make that shit easy for me. It's like, when I was watching that shit, watching everybody in the crowd, just like a bunch of fucking marks out there. And that's pretty much what it is. But like I said, I hate down on the wrestling coming just for some shit I don't like. But, you know, I just fuck with wrestling the long way. You know, I just want that shit to be legit again. Like, I know the shit exposed, but shit, for the motherfucker that's in it, they keeping that shit as real as possible. So, I don't know. Like I said, I actually did enjoy the episode of AEW the other day, because they, I can tell they probably heard the shit. They probably didn't agree with the people being in the crowd either, so they just had backstage reactions, all that good shit. Sammy Guevara and Kenny Omega had a pretty good fucking match. And for that shit to be like an empty Jacksonville Jaguars stadium, they pulled that shit off pretty well. So shout out to AEW and that aspect for getting it right. But Joey Janela, I just can't shout you out this time, man. I fucks with you, but I am not fucking with that match. And on that note, wait, nope, I'm not going to end it. I got one more talking point, then I'm going to get the fuck out. And this going to tie along kind of with a smart-ass trick segment, but I'm not going to do all that shit right now. But JR said that Chris Benoit does not deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. Like, he should never be in the Hall of Fame. And motherfuckers went crazy on him. Like, they talking about, oh, JR, what do you know? Based on wrestling ability alone, he should be in the Hall of Fame. Blah, 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 blah. Come on, y'all. Now, me out of all people, I know how good Chris Benoit was. I just watched a match with him against Too Cold Scorpio, where they pretty much did a Broadway and Scorpio won at the end. And that shit was fucking way ahead of its time. I didn't know that match fucking exists. So you can't doubt what Chris Benoit did in the ring. Like, it's fucking amazing. Off that merit alone, yes, he would be all up in the Hall of Fame. However, like I said, we know what the fuck went on. I ain't got to go into details about this shit, because, like I said, we just know. So based on that, like, why the fuck would he go in the Hall of Fame? That would be a PR fucking nightmare if he went to the Hall of Fame. Now, if they want to put a woman in the Hall of Fame, be my guest. She deserves it. But even then, even if they put her in, it's like, all right, it's still kind of tying into it, even though she deserved to be in there because what she did in the business. But no. No, Chris Benoit, no Hall of Fame. Greatest, one of the greatest wrestlers of all time, but no. And I don't have to fucking explain myself. I shouldn't have to explain myself. Any logical person out there would know that, I ain't going to say he don't deserve to go in the Hall of Fame, but he just shouldn't go in the Hall of Fame. He's never going to go in the Hall of Fame. So that's that. I'm going to end it right there, because I'm all out of shit to talk about, and you know what I'm saying? This coronavirus got everybody tripping. I'm not as perky as I'm fucking, you know, used to sounding on here, but, you know, it's all fucking good, man. It's just one of my rants as usual, you know, next week I hit y'all with my WrestleMania moments for WrestleMania week, since ain't gonna be no access, so y'all ain't getting no autographs and no shit like that. So sorry, Mario and Cal, y'all can't go be marks at StarCast or something, but shout out to them. But thank y'all for listening as usual. Listen to me on Apple. I'm so out of whack. I can't even get my shit out. But yeah, listen to me on Apple. Subscribe to my shit. Rate my shit. 5 stars if you like me. 1 stars if you don't. Leave me a review. Tell me what you like, what you don't like. I ain't gonna listen to that shit, but leave a review anyway. Listen to me on Anchor, my sponsor. Favorite my shit. Put a gold star on that shit. Leave me a fucking video message. Sure, why not? iHeartRadio, Spotify. Google, any fucking place they got a podcast, I'm on that motherfucker. Shout out to celebritygiving.blog, the PWO. Follow me on Twitter, SmartHenry85. Yes, SmartHenry85. Don't fucking play with me. I will whoop y'all ass in some wrestling trivia. I'm already mad that I still got to go to work because I'm essential. But that's neither here nor there. But check out all my old episodes. I posted one last week. I think it was Smarks Make Me Sick. I should have did Empty Arena Solution, but hey, it's all good. But thank y'all for listening. Hopefully I wasn't too angry and I didn't sound like Cornette no shit. But I just gotta speak my truth on this motherfucker. So that's all I got for y'all. I'm out. Bye, bitches.